Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and joining me this morning in the studios, I've got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today, Sheriff?
I'm awesome. How are you today?
I am so good. I'm glad that you're here. We've got a lot of things to talk about. It is a muddy mess out there.
Yes, the foothills are a disaster. There's still deep snow in the shaded areas. The mud's bad. I would still say stay on the plowed roads and not try to get out into the backcountry just yet. It's too treacherous.
You know, it definitely is. I mean, I'm even looking at just, you know, on the side of the road, there's just mud everywhere. So, I mean, what, a week ago, we would have been talking about staying out of the mountains because the snow's too deep and you could get stuck. Well, switching gears, the mud is ridiculous. You can still get stuck out there.
You know, and it was muddy before winter came. So we had a wet fall that the ground was already pretty well saturated. And now all this moisture on top of it, it's not even fun to play in mud. It's bad. You'll just get stuck.
Right. Yeah, you do. I mean, I got stuck here at the parking lot at work. So, I mean, you don't want to mess around with that. So aside from being out in the hills and being careful when you're going out in the mountains, there's one reason you're not going out there, and that is to look for sheds.
Shed antler season's been closed until April 1st, just to remind everyone. And the purpose for that is to protect the wildlife, because with the deep snow and the harsh winter that we've had, they're very stressed, and we need to leave them alone. Just let them do their thing. And I know everyone wants, I'm a shed antler hunter as well. I'm excited to get out there, but just wait and play by the rules and everyone will have fun. It's going to be like an Easter egg hunt on April 1st. I know that. Everyone's going to hit the field and we're going to be picking up antlers, but it's for the best. It's for the wildlife. So
hold off on that. Just wait. I mean, I know I've got plenty of family members that they're just itching to get out there. So you got to wait, play by the rules, just like everyone else. Aside from that, with all the snow melting, maybe it's a little closer to home and kind of affecting you.
You know, there are sandbags available. I was out to the road shop last Friday, and there were a fairly steady stream of people coming to get them. So there are sandbags. They're ready to go if you need them to sandbag around your residence to prevent flooding in your basement or wherever they have them. So just go out to the road shop and pick them up. I think that... if you could still, it may be hard now, if you could scrape the snow away from your foundation, you'll be okay.
Right. And, you know, it's one of those things you don't really think about flooding at this time of year. But with the amount of snow that we've had, and like you mentioned, the ground was completely soaked before it froze. Now everything's thawing out and there's still nowhere else for that snow to go.
Yeah, it's nowhere to go. It's going to run somewhere, the lowest spot. So
definitely make sure to head on over and get yourself some sandbags. Well, Sheriff, completely switching gears, I would like to have you tell me a little bit about the Run, Hide, Fight.
So we're trying to put together a countywide protocol for your active shooter type situation that, you know, we hear about nationwide, and we pray that never happens here, but we want to be prepared in case it does. And so we've actually partnered with the school district and sent Justin Needles along with school district personnel out to training in Colorado. They went to Columbine, Colorado here a few months ago, and they're putting together a standardized protocol that's based off the Run, Hide, Fight premise, and basically is what that is. And it doesn't have to necessarily be in that order, but it teaches the occupants of the building or the kids in the school or whatever that you know, if you can run away, run away. If you have to hide, hide. And if it gets to the point that your life's in immediate danger and you have to fight, fight. And so I've done some little posters. You'll see them around. We've got them. We're starting to put them out. And we're going to do some training with the schools and hopefully with I think we've done some with the hospital already. We've done them with the county buildings, but we're trying to expand out to our community partners and get this out to everybody. I think it's a good idea to have a plan and at least everybody know. And, you know, the reality is from a law enforcement training standpoint, yeah, we could send a SWAT team in and train for that. But the reality is every law enforcement officer that's working the beat at that moment are going to respond. So you're going to have APMP, Highway Patrol, Deputy Sheriffs, Price City, Wellington City, East Carbon, everyone. So we need to train like that. We need for everyone to come out and we can all train together and know how they're going to respond and have a good plan. So,
right. And just being on the same page. And I'm glad that that's something that you're implementing not only in the schools, but the hospital as well. Very high concentrated areas of people where if there's that many people, I mean, hey, everyone's on the same page. Everyone knows what to do. Better outcome.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's a nightmare for law enforcement because there'll be areas of these buildings that we'll be able to evacuate. And so while the hunt is going on for the bad guy, there'll be other officers that are doing evacuations of areas. So it's a complex problem, and it's a it's a problem in the world we live in today, unfortunately. So we just want to be ready.
Well, Sheriff, as always, more information on your Facebook page. You guys are constantly updating that, not only with things like this, like the Run, Hide, Fight, but also with things going on in our community.
Yeah, we like to throw out things that are going on in our community, things that are going on at the Sheriff's Office. We've had a few retirements and new hires, and we like to highlight those on our Facebook as well. So
go and check that out to stay updated. And as always, Sheriff, you stop by at least once a week to kind of update us and chat on the radio for a bit.
It's a good time. The coffee's always good here. So.
Right. Always. Hey, when you have to get here as early as we do, that's the first thing. You walk in the door, go straight to the coffee pot.
Get the coffee. Hey, and it's National Donor Day.
National today, Donor Day.
As well as Valentine's Day for those of you that have wives and forgot. It's all day. So
all day long. Yes. Gentlemen, of Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day today. Don't forget. You have until you get home from work to figure that out.
That's right.
Well, Sheriff, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.